So these gentlemen happen to be sitting at East Coast Radio's foyer, and we have grabbed them and got them in. Sketchy Bongo, welcome.
Hey, what's happening?
And we've got Andrew and Brian Lockenville. Hello, boys.
Hello. It's good to be back.
Yeah. Yes, thank you so much for popping in. I know you guys have just shot a brand new video, and that's what I heard. I heard that there was a video being shot. Mm. Some people saw you at the Durban beachfront. They were skating. So I want to know what exactly is happening that we are shooting videos. There must be something attached.
Well, I mean, I have to be honest. We wrote an absolute hit song, I think, you know. And it's been
the greatest song of all time.
Of all time, you know. Yes. It's been years since we last collaborated on a track. We made our way out to Durban recently, and we just recorded this track, 95 Skyline, and we just knew that it was an absolute banger. So we had to do a video, really, really fun. We kind of did a 90s throwback
today
on it,
and it's out on
all platforms. So go check that out.
So 95 Skyline,
correct?
Why?
So the song got like a 90s throwback and a 95 Skyline. This is a Durban radio station. Like, people know about cars here, man.
Yeah,
like a Skyline. Nissan Skyline, like a GTR Skyline. So, apologize to all the Indian guys that like cars. Just 95 Skyline is what Fast and Furious, the main guy in Fast and Furious. See, I don't even know. This is like blasphemy here. But like, they drive that car. It's like a dope car. It's from the 90s.
It's a dope 90s car.
Yeah.
All right. So now you guys, the process, how did this all happen? Because the three of you, who got hold of who first? Andrew, I don't know if you want to tell me what happened there.
It was a bit of a back and forth. I mean, ever since we did Cold Shoulder, that was a huge success, and we knew that we wanted to do something else, so we were just kind of going back and forth over the years, and then hopped over to Durban, ran through some beats, and that one just stood out amongst the rest, and it was just natural. We'd spent the night in studio and just hashed it out.
And Brian, the lyrics, who was the behind the writing of the lyrics?
Right, okay, so that was Drew and I were behind most of the kind of theming up about it. I think it was Sketch who first brought up the idea of the 95 Skyline.
We actually had a different track working first.
Because actually what happened is we came to Durban and we knew we were going to work on something there, so we went to studio, sat with this beat and couldn't write anything for about 5 hours.
We ended up making this tune
that sounded like from a wildlife documentary or something. And then we just couldn't write anything, and then eventually we were like, okay, why don't we just go through some other beats? Clearly this one isn't, it's not getting anything quickly. So we went through some beats, eventually got that one. We were kind of laughing in the beginning. We were like, is this what we want to do? Is it kind of, is it maybe too 90s throwback? And then as we started listening to it, we really, really liked that whole concept. And so we just really dove into it, and it came together very, very quickly.
It's got like a Blink-182 kind of feel. Like, it's 90s, but also early 2000s pop.
Nice.
It's a sort of catchy, I want to say that pop rock kind of style, like that Blink-182. That was the sort of inspiration behind it.
And Sketchy, when you hear this song now that you've put it together,
heard it about a million times.
Your gut, what is it saying about this track?
Well, we just shot the video for it, so probably tired of the song. But I love this song, you know.
Oh, you get so used to it. The kids love it. So I also have a question. When it comes to something where three people have worked together, so obviously you two, Brian and Andrew, you've worked together, you're brothers, and you've got Lockenville together. But when you have a third party in, how does it work if you want to do a live show? Because I've always wondered that. Like, if Lockenville's doing a live show and you want to play like 95 Skyline, does Sketchy come along for the ride? Or like a Sketchy, if you want to play...
We work together on some of the shows if we're there together.
But yeah, otherwise we just do our thing. No.
And the one most likely to arrive at the recording a bit late or a bit hungover?
Not me. I'm punctual, man. I think it would be Andrew.
No way. Sorry.
I'm the reliable one. I'm always the guy that people contact, like, yo, they need info or whatever.
You're the reliable one, Andrew. Brian does not say that, though.
No, I'll stay silent on that one.
Because I always wondered, you know, like, Sketchy, did you find working because they're brothers, do they have that like sibling thing? Did you feel a little bit like on as the third wheel at all? Or
sibling thing as in what?
As in they're twins.
Oh. No, not really.
No, but I don't know. They do. I mean, they're
like, we got along really well. We started like I was messaging them to work for like from like 2013. They were doing like some trap project.
Right.
And they were going to become DJs. That was when I was messaging them during that time. And then we didn't do a song. And then we ended up doing Cold Shoulder. And that came out like a year later.
And we hadn't even met at that point.
Yeah, I never met them. We never recorded Cold Shoulder together.
Hold on. So the whole time that Cold Shoulder was getting made,
it was on the
internet. We were never on the same room.
It was all over email and all of that. Yeah.
But guys, you can't even fake that vibe. And it's just there. That's incredible.
Yeah. No, it was worked so automatically. I have to say that was a thing. And that's why we we enjoy making tracks with Sketchy. You know, it's very rare that
this is the first track we actually were made in studio together.
Yeah, true. It's true.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask a question that might just show that I'm almost 40, but I'm going to ask because you guys are still current, but you all have had a longer career. People that are talking about how music these days, it's such mesh coming out these days. And do you think that's just nostalgia? Because when you're younger and you're part of the party scene, that everything just seems to be good. Mm. Or do you really feel that the quality maybe of some of the music coming out these days, especially from the international acts, because you can sync everything, because you can use computers and stuff to make the music, do you feel like it's lacking a bit? Or is it just that old lady thing?
It's a bit of a touchy subject, in my opinion, because, you know, if you ask me, I would agree with you. I think a lot of the more recent stuff that comes out isn't as strong, but of course, you know,
it's a different scene though.
Yeah, exactly. It's an entirely different scene. And I also think, you know, if the older generation is liking what the younger generation is listening to, then they're doing something wrong. You know, the older generation always has to listen to what
like Frank Sinatra hated Elvis's music because he hated rock and roll. So there's
seriously.
Yeah. You know, the thing is, I read something, basically the music that you will love is from when you're 13 to 15. That's the music that you're going to always love. And then there's music that you'll think were classics. That's like from 9 to like 12. Those are music that you'll always think is a classic. And then after that 9 to 15 age, the average person just listens to anything. It's just clubbing music. It's like music that you'll party to.
Okay, so then 95 Skyline, and you cannot say it's for everyone. 95 Skyline, who are we targeting?
No, but that's the thing. It's like, it's a throwback. It's throwback. Like, I grew up listening to music like that. Like Blink-182 and stuff like that.
So you're giving us some nostalgia with a touch of new.
Correct. Yeah, when you check the video is super nostalgic to the 90s. Like, super nostalgic.
Did we have any casualties, guys, with those skateboards?
Yeah, the director, when he was doing some sort of pre-production, like practicing the shots and whatnot, he took a bit of a hard bail. So definitely dedicated to the art.
It's going to be worth it. Mm. And I know that it's just been released, but can I ask you if we could please play 95 Skyline here at East Coast Breakfast?
Yes.
Do we have, I know we don't have the approval necessarily from the big dogs, the big names, but we have you three who are it.
Well, I say
well, today you have approval.
Yes.
Today you have approval. Yes.
And before we play for the very, very first time ever.
Yes.
Lochinville featuring Sketchy Bongo. Sketchy Bongo featuring Lochinville. Lochinville and Sketchy Bongo.
Yes.
95 Skyline. Yes. First time airplay on radio in the world. It's going to be the number one song. I can feel it.
Yes.
We're about to hear it. It better be good, guys.
Enjoy.
Where can we find it once it is released? I mean, I presume on all the platforms.
Every platform.
Everywhere. Apple Music, Spotify, Deezer, Jukes, you name it.
And if we want to find out where you guys are going to be, whether you're together or separately, let's start with you guys first, Lochinville. I don't know, Brian, if you want to let me know, how do we follow you to see where you're going to be gigging?
We are at Lochinville on all the social media. So that's Lochinville. You can just follow us there. Whenever we're doing shows, we'll tweet about it, put it up on Instagram. So you're always know what we're up to there.
And Andrew, do you two run your own Instagram, or do you have someone doing it for you? So if I write and I say, "Hi, Andrew, I love you," if I get a reply, is it you or is it some girl sitting in the background?
No, it's us. And actually, we are quite good with that. Like, if we get messages, we will reply quite often. People will be like, "Yeah, that's not you," but it is. So yes, it is us.
So may I say that if you enjoy this song, let them know.
Absolutely.
Let them know. And then Sketchy, how can we find out where you are?
You can find me at Sketchy Bongo on everything. Yeah.
Sketchy Bongo on everything.
Yeah. Follow me on TikTok. To all the young people that are listening.
Don't say that. Darren Moore is obsessed with TikTok.
Yes.
It's a problem.
I follow Darren Moore. He follows me as well. We're going to do a collab TikTok for the song. We're
going to
do a TikTok challenge for this.
Yeah, I agree.
That is exactly what we're going to do.
So can the Breakfast Team, the Breakfast Team is going to get involved, right?
Let's do this. Breakfast Team, we will make our own TikTok account as a team.
Yes.
And our very first TikTok. Okay, at TikTok. What is the verb?
Yeah, very first TikTok. Yeah.
It's going to be the 95 Skyline Challenge.
Yes, let's get it.
I love
awesome.
It. Like it.
Boys, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks.
East Coast Breakfast. This is East Coast Radio's number one first airtime play ever of this. Actually, do you guys want to introduce your song?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the world premiere Sketchy Bongo.
The greatest song ever made.
That's it. He said it. 95 Skyline. Hope you enjoy.
Thank you. And then also, while you guys were outside, Andrew, I heard you and your brother talking about Something in Angels. What is this thing we speak of?
Right. This is a brand new EP that we've actually just released on the 7th of February. It's got 5 tracks in there. It's really special to us. Great music. Got a nice variety. Great collaborations. We got Apple Goulet on there. We've got Gigi LeMain, Muzi Mnisi over in Atlanta. And yeah, go give it a listen. It's on all the streaming platforms. And yeah, so we're going to be delivering a lot of new music this year. And this is a good taste for a bit.
Look at you guys. They're making us so proud.
Yeah.